Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 239. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis, the show where I share my feelings on all kinds of topics, whether it's dating and relationships or confidence or mindfulness or meditations or anything in between. It's the show where I probably say that's a vibe too much, or where I probably reference the comedy gem The Other Guys too often, or reference Gucci Mane too often. But I really do appreciate you listening to the podcast. I appreciate you subscribing, sharing with friends, everything. It really does mean a lot to me. And today I've got something that's hot on my mind, and I think it'll be helpful perspective for you. So I'm just going to take a couple of minutes here, short episode, and talk about this idea of feeling guilty in life. And I think if I were to try to narrow down why we feel anxious in life or frustrated or lost in life, a lot of the time, and dare I even say most of the time, I think that is born from a feeling of guilt. Guilt that we allow others to project onto us, and then that we take and we run with it. You know what I'm talking about here? Like, we feel guilty for all kinds of things in life. And I'm convinced it's this guilt that then makes us feel anxious or lost in general. Like, we feel guilty for not being where we think we should be in life. We feel guilty when we see other people succeeding and killing it on Instagram, allegedly, at least. We feel guilty when we say no to someone and disappoint them. We feel guilty when we fail or strike out again. We feel guilty, you know, for all kinds of things, for choosing ourselves, for setting boundaries, for changing our priorities, right? I'm sure you can relate to that we feel guilty all the time in life, whether it's because we chose ourselves over someone else, or because we feel that we can do better. And like, that recognition kind of feels kind of shitty and we feel guilty. And most of all, I've found that we allow other people to make us feel guilty in life. We do. Like, we feel guilty for saying no to an invite out. Like, I said no to all Halloween invites this past weekend, for example. I'm on deadline for something else, and I chose that over other people. Or we feel guilty for going on a date and saying, okay, sorry, but you're not right for me. I've been there many, many, many times. We feel guilty for setting boundaries with friends or colleagues or anyone else. And more broadly, we feel guilty when we observe other people, you know, what they're doing versus what we're doing, their success versus our own success or lack thereof, and so on and so on and so on. And that's a big one, and probably the biggest source of our guilt in life, like just good old fashioned comparison. So, you know, broad strokes in my mind, when I think about it, at its core, this feeling of guilt that we so often carry with us, it's derived from other people, whether it's something they say to us, their disappointment of us, or us simply observing them, comparing ourselves to them. We allow other people, whether passively or actively, to be catalysts for guilt in our lives. So I say, let's get to the core of this. Let's get to the core of feeling guilty. And so I say, here's the clickbait. I say that no one should ever make you feel guilty in life. No one should ever make you feel guilty in life. And what's more, no one can make you feel guilty in life unless you give them permission to do so. So inevitably, it comes back to you. No one can make you feel guilty in life without your permission. Guilty for changing your mind, guilty for establishing a boundary, guilty for choosing your self-growth, your priorities, and so on. Only you can allow yourself to feel guilty. And I guess because I'm incapable of taking anything too serious, this idea reminds me of that Seinfeld episode where George Costanza is dating that woman, Gwen, and she's breaking up with him at the cafe. And she drops the classic line on him. She goes, "You know, George, it's not you, it's me." And George absolutely flips out and he's like, "You're giving me the it's not you, it's me routine?" He goes, "I invented it's not you, it's me. Nobody tells me it's them, not me. If it's anyone, it's me." And then she goes, "All right, George, it's you." And he goes, "You're damn right, it's me." And I just think that's so funny because, one, it's funny in dating and relationships. Yeah, okay, it is you. But also, like, this is so, so true when it comes to guilt, in that you can think it's someone else who makes you feel guilty, but at the end of the day, it really is you allowing them to make you feel guilty. So it always comes back to you, my friend. It always comes back to you, numero uno. Number one stunner, you. Only you can allow yourself to feel guilty. And as much as you want to, you know, finger someone else, as much as you want to point a finger, to someone else and say, you know, that person is making me feel shitty, and that person is making me feel like I'm falling behind and I'm selfish, or, you know, that picture they posted makes me feel guilty, and so on. At the end of the day, that's not them. That's you. That's on you. So I just want to do a short episode here to help you realize that no one has your permission to make you feel guilty in life unless you give it to them. Unless you give it to them. And I'll show you how I think about this because it's obviously easier said than done. But as with all things mindfulness and all things mindset, there's always another way to look at a situation. So here's how I look at this. The headline is that fundamentally, you should never feel guilty for where you are in your life. You should never feel that you are less or falling behind because of some arbitrary comparison, some arbitrary timeline. You should never feel guilty for feeling confident with who you are and where you are, even if you are falling behind objectively, even if you are failing a lot, even if, you know, it's clear to you that you can do better, even if you've been disappointing yourself a lot lately. Regardless of those things, the response should never be guilt. Because guilt, you know, guilt pulls you back. Guilt dulls your shine. It adds unnecessary pressure to your life. So instead of guilt, the flip side is you should choose the opposite of what that is. And I wasn't quite sure what the right word for it is. So I pulled out my trusty thesaurus and I looked up antonyms for guilt. And here it is. And now I'm looking at this. I'm like, this is so clear to me that this is the right mindset to have. That the opposite of guilt is the word pride. The opposite of guilt is the word correction. And that is it so, so much, that when you feel tempted to feel guilty, when you feel tempted to allow someone else to make you feel guilty, when you feel tempted to allow comparison to make you feel guilty, I say choose pride over guilt. Choose correction over guilt. And here's why I say that. When you feel guilty, you know, it's because you have these other emotions that are associated with it. You don't necessarily feel guilty. You feel helpless. You feel meaningless. You feel falling behind. You feel lost. You feel you're not checking boxes that you should be checking. You're not where you're supposed to be. You're not with the person you're supposed to be with, right? But in my mind, those are emotions, and there's a flip side to each of those emotions. When I feel helpless, for example, because I failed again and I feel guilty as a result, guilty that I'm not rising to my potential, that I'm not making this money or I'm not that successful, whatever, I recognize that, hey, yeah, okay, maybe I messed up here and there and maybe here and there and here and there, but I take pride in my ability to correct that by trying again, to correct that. And I know that's so cheesy and I know that's so simple, but guilt only solidifies in your life when you settle for it. Guilt only sticks around when you decide that you're stuck. But I can always get back up and try again. I can always correct, right? Or when I feel guilty because I feel that I'm not doing enough in my life, I'm not achieving enough, I'm not motivated enough, I'm not working out enough, I'm not dating enough, whatever it is, I can settle on a feeling of guilt because of my inaction. Or I can center myself by recognizing that inaction doesn't make me as a person, as a dude, not enough. It simply means my actions don't match my capability. And I can correct that with the simple step of taking action again. And I take pride in that. I take pride in my ability to correct. And that's how I look at guilt. And it's seriously so helpful to me because you can correct any feeling of guilt. Guilt only sticks around, like guilt only becomes a stage 5 clinger when you allow it to, when you decide that it's the final destination for you, when you answer its you up text, when you give it real estate in your head. But as I say with everything on the podcast, that is a choice. And you can make a choice to see guilt as your final destination, or you can choose to be proud of yourself because you can correct, because you can choose to correct. You can look at that list of things you're told you should have done by now or you should be doing currently. You can look at all those people online, people you admire, your friends or colleagues or whoever, and you can feel guilty because they're ahead of you, or you can simply correct. You can take that arbitrary list of things and you can scratch them out and create new ones. That is correction. And you should feel proud, proud of choosing to do that. The alternative, sitting in a puddle of guilt, that is the result of accepting that feeling, accepting that list as the list, accepting your inability or inaction as the final destination. And I say the reality of life is, you know, you're always going to feel tempted to feel guilty. It's a universal thing, regardless of age. It doesn't matter if you're 19, you're 29, you're 39, you're 49, you're 59, you're 69. There's always going to be something to feel guilty for. You're always going to feel tempted to feel that you're not where you're supposed to be, that your nose are selfish, that you're falling behind, that you're on the wrong path, and always, 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 always. So it's a universal thing. You have to find a way to feel centered in your ability to know you're capable of doing more, because that's true, but to not let that make you feel miserable or guilty. So when it comes to guilt, guilt that starts with others, whether it's their words or whether it's your observation of them, I say choose the flip side of that emotion. Choose to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm tempted to feel real shitty right now. I'm tempted to feel guilty because deep down I know I'm capable of more, but I'm not going to settle on that feeling. Instead, I'm going to feel proud of myself because I choose to correct. I choose to correct, not settle. I'm going to correct my expectations of myself, my view of myself. I'm going to correct my actions or inactions, and I'm going to keep moving forward. I'm going to keep moving forward by my own definition. And, you know, even as I say that, I'm realizing what that is. That is a boundary. You are establishing a boundary when you do that. You're refusing to feel guilty. You're refusing to shame yourself because you're reestablishing or establishing a boundary based on who you are and where you are in your journey. That's your journey, not theirs, your journey. So that's a major vibe here, that if you're feeling guilty right now, guilty that you're choosing yourself over a relationship, that you chose your passion for something or your enthusiasm for something over something else, that you choose to reprioritize your goals and that resulted in telling someone else no, that if you're feeling frustrated because you're not where you think you should be in your life, you should feel proud of this awareness. It really is something to be proud of. You should be proud of yourself when you can look guilt in the face and say, you know, no thanks. I choose the flip side. I choose boundaries. I choose correction. I choose myself. I choose my needs. I choose my ability to reassess relationships with others. I choose my ability to question what I want. I choose my ability to set boundaries between myself and where I am and what I want, between that and what they think I should be doing or what they want from me. Right? You should say that. You should feel proud to look at something that makes you feel like you're falling behind and place a boundary there. To look at someone else and what they're doing or what they've accomplished and put a boundary between that and yourself. A boundary that says, I'm proud of myself because you know what? I'm not there yet, but it's okay because I can correct. I can correct. I can redefine. I can reassess. I can reprioritize. And I say that's just like what a great feeling it is to be able to respond to guilt with that mindset rather than just soaking in and sitting in that guilt. That's all it is. That's all it is. And like back to what I was saying about good old George Costanza, the only person who can make you feel guilty is yourself. Someone might try to make you feel guilty by saying, you know, oh, you're being selfish, or you should be doing more, or someone else's example might tempt you to feel guilty about yourself. But at the end of the day, only you can make yourself feel guilty. Only you can shame yourself. So I say, look at those feelings, look those feelings in the face. You know, they're not going anywhere. They're here to stay. That's life for you. But don't run from them. Look them in the face and simply establish a boundary. That's a boundary that says you can feel proud of yourself because you know those feelings aren't the end of the line. You're going to correct them. You're free to correct them and correct and correct and correct again. You're free to reassess and question yourself and other people in your life. And that's an epic ability. And to me, like, that's the antidote to feeling guilty. Giving yourself permission to be proud of your ability to correct. And the more you do, the more I'm confident you'll find yourself centered in your journey, in the steps you need to take to achieve what you want, and the peace of mind as you take each one. So that's it. I'll end it right there. Just something to think about. I hope it gives you something to ponder, something to consider. If it did, I'd love if you'd share this episode with a friend. Tell them new episodes every Monday, every Thursday. And that's it. Thanks so much for visiting newmindsethoodist.com, checking out the 60-day New Mindset Journal, checking out Single is Your Superpower. And until next episode, I'm out.